This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters should receive a new sentencing hearing. That decision came from the Colorado Court of Appeals today. It finds Peters was improperly sentenced in 2024. She was originally given 9 years. In her appeal, Peters argued the sentence was unfairly harsh and intended to punish her for her statements about election integrity. The ruling does uphold Peters' original conviction, this on charges related to tampering with voting equipment. In the 78-page ruling, Judge Ted Toe said he was sending the case back to the 21st Judicial District to be resentenced. Cameras will keep tracking license plates in Colorado's capital city. Denverite's Kyle Harris.
Denver City Council narrowly voted to approve a $150,000 contract between the city and the surveillance company Axon Enterprise. Axon will bring 50 cameras around town that will track license plates for criminal investigations. The vote followed a fierce debate over privacy, data security, and public safety. Opponents argued the city should pass regulations on surveillance technology before approving new contracts. Supporters said the contract provides sufficient regulations. The new cameras will arrive in the weeks to come. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
To reduce wait times, some Colorado DMV locations have expanded their dates and locations for Saturday appointments. 4 more Saturdays in April and May are now available by appointment only. First-time customers getting a license, permit, or applying for an ID card may schedule an appointment online. Appointments are available at the Aurora, Centennial, Westgate, and Westminster locations. Many services are also available online, including license renewals. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC.